Huh?
You know the stone form? Well, you look at that stone and it's there forever. I mean, that stone is there for such a long time. And I'm just curious if that consciousness of that stone, like, goes off to the metal form and then another soul comes into that same stone because it's there for such a long time, you know? It's like amazing to me.
Soul doesn't, there is no soul, that's what Baba says. But for us to understand it, he just gives this little understanding. There's no such thing as soul, and you can't say that there's no soul. And yet there is, we say that there is a soul. In order for us to understand that there is a soul. But what is the soul? Soul is nothing but existence, infinite and eternal. It's the existence that is there, you see.
But if there's...
Just a minute. So now take the example. Now what's in here? Here is the hill. You talk about the rocks. Seclusion hill, yes. So then, this is the example that he himself had given. He says, you give existence to that hill? I said, yeah, there is the hill. Then when you give existence to the hill exists, isn't it? That it must have a soul, because there is existence. So where is its soul? Is it on the top of the hill or at the bottom of the hill? Or is it in the center? Where is the soul? This is what Baba asked us. Somewhere in it must be the soul. So Baba says, suppose if the hill were to be broken into two, then what would you call it? So the hill is broken into two. Means what? Something has toppled down. So what will you call that huge heap that has toppled down? Say rock, big rock has toppled down. So you give existence to it, that it is there. So then I will ask you, where is the soul? So as soon as you give existence to something, then you say the soul, I will say answer, that it is on that which has toppled down, that it has a soul. That the stump that is left behind, you give existence to it, then there is a soul. As soon as you give existence to anything, it has a soul. You break it into two, a mastic he gave. He was using a mastic just to take the little, what they call, scratch his ear. And he had that. And he says, here is the mastic, isn't it? So it exists. So where is its soul? Is it in the knob here or at the bottom of the soul? And he broke into two. Where is the soul? As soon as you give it, whereas it was existing as a whole, it has a soul. As soon as it is snapped into two, it has soul. On this side and this side, it has soul. The very existence is the soul. Yeah. So what happens is, again the same figure, the thing, the specks that you see, you call it a soul. Because you give existence to the speck, isn't it? But that soul is... You give it a soul because it is so firmly linked to the Oversoul. It hasn't got its independent soul. But because you give an existence to it, therefore, and that you give existence to it, why? Because it is existing because of the existence itself. You follow?
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as that. Then he says, multiple souls are in a body, every pore has a soul, every pore has life and this and that. Yeah, it is there, there's no doubt. Multiple souls are there in us. So many bugs and bacteria inside and all this sort of thing. Because you give existence to it. It all is nothing but that Oversoul. All this is nothing, is the non-existence, existence. Is the nothing in everything, in the everything. So that's why it turns people mad, you see, when they get the first experience of his universal being. Nothing exists. Yeah. It's such a shock, you know. Just as you come from the States in jet plane, you said you have a jet lag and you can't, what do you call, focus upon anything and all that. So what about that? What will you call it? What sort of a experience that would be, you see, when you find that nothing ever existed? And I was under the concept that everything exists, this we call everything. Yeah, but there is that thing. Nothing is there. All this is nothing. Just a shadow play. That's what he says. And that's why I'm asking you all, it's all words, 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 words. When will we experience these things? Give any existence, you call it tape recorder, has it a soul? As soon as you identify it as something, it has a soul. For our understanding. But really speaking, for the one who is God realized, he will take it as a speck on him, a blemish on him.
And there would be no difference between that and the, and a person.
No, no, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Baba says, when didn't I tell you all some other day about him telling us about the attributes of him? That it is you who give me the attributes, I am attributeless. Because of my existence, it all stems from my being, existence, infinite and eternal. You were there, no, the other day?
Yeah, you were talking about the Bhardigar prayer that day.
Yeah, the, yeah.
I didn't realize that it said both things until you mentioned it.
So it is there like that. If you tell him that he's attributeless, no, then you can't, that is, he becomes finite. Means he's attributeless.
Right.
It means there's a limitation.
Right.
Doesn't have attributes.
Doesn't have attributes.
He has attributes.
That is also a limitation.
Yeah.
So he has attributes and no attributes. This and that, this and that, not this and that, and beyond that. So you can't pin him down to anything. So that's why when Baba was giving us this little discourse, he tells us that I am existence, infinite, eternal. There is no place where I am not. I am everywhere. No nook and corner that I am not, and so forth. That's his experience. And when I am everywhere, means directions, you give direction, because there's no direction. In infinity, there's no direction. But for our understanding, we say everywhere, isn't it? So then there is no room, there's no nook, no corner, no hole where he is not. So then I must be knowing everything. Nothing is hidden from me. So omniscience is there. You give the attribute. So then when you give me the attribute of all-knowing, then what is that all-knowing that you say? So we say that all-knowing is knowing everything. So no, it's not that. That is not the thing. All-knowing is... For you it is all right. Means you translate all-knowing means what? Knowing everything. But what is the experience of the one who knows everything? That there is nothing to know. It is like that. Why there is nothing to know? Because he is everything and everyone, everywhere. To want to know something is a separateness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So there is no separateness. So it's a poor attempt to become it, you're wanting to know. But I am it, so what is there? Is there anything to know? There is nothing to know. That is my all-knowingness. Like that.
Eric, part of the explanation, though, doesn't satisfy me. I'm confused about part of it. When you're saying that you break the matchstick and there's both places have a soul because we give it existence, that makes it be that soul is conditional upon a human apprehending it.
Yeah, there's
no soul.
What
about all those universes that are going... With some have just stone, some have stone metal, some have different universes in evolution where there are no humans to be aware of any of it. They still exist.
But they exist in the sense, it is what exists is the imagination of the all existent being, the amness that exists there.
Yeah.
It is that imagination that is there. As such, for us, we do not exist at all. We exist in his imagination. And why, in order to clarify the matter, in order for our limited minds to understand and all that, that non-existence that we are is given existence by saying that you have a soul, individual soul, all these are individual souls. But really speaking, there is no such thing as individual soul. There is the only oversoul. All this is nothing but the impression of the oversoul. So when these impressions are worked out, nothing is left except the Oversoul itself. soul. Or they do exist as non-existence. We call it existence. This is Maya. That's why we call it that stones exist, rocks exist, gases exist, this exists, that exists, and all that. It is there. They do exist in the imagination of the Infinite One, you see, who has started imagining. It is the imagination of infinite existence.
You know, Eric, here's something that I find, I know it's probably futile to try to understand these things, but I do find this confusing, and I always have. Although what you say, I can understand. But, you know, I can sort of relate to the idea that in God Speaks, Baba uses the term drop soul. So it's like a drop around the soul or something like that.
And no, not a drop around the soul.
Or
it's a drop of the ocean.
A drop of the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay, the drop soul.
That's a good figure, you see. It's like a drop soul.
A drop soul.
It's a drop of the ocean is a drop soul. Yeah. The whole ocean is the oversoul. And in that, the drops are there. They are the... Yeah. Souls. For our understanding, he says that.
Yeah.
Literally, it is not there. There's no drop there.
Yeah.
Unless you create a drop.
Uh-huh.
Unless you have a bubble on it or something like that, you see. And this bubble is nothing but our imagination, our impressions, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So then you say, oh, this is a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
This bubble means it is a bubble. So that's why you differentiate it from the ocean.
Uh-huh.
As soon as it is differentiated from the ocean, then you have that individuality.
Hmm.
So what is it?
I don't even know. I guess it's so confusing when you try to think about it. But I can sort of relate to the fact that although I don't exist, nonetheless, I'm quite definitely a particular drop soul. That's my
conviction.
How
do you say you don't exist? You do exist, but not existing as you conceive yourself existing.
Uh-huh. But then,
you
for example...
Not just this limited existence, you are existing in the true sense.
Yeah.
And because you are linked with that and the impressions are there, therefore it makes you exist as what do you call ward or this or that. Like that.
Yeah. But from my perspective, I have a continuous experience, and presumably when I die, I'll still have a continuous experience and come back as another person and still be unbroken except for not remembering it. But now, when you get to Seclusion Hill, you know, I start to ask the question, well, you break Seclusion Hill in two. Well, I may sort of say there are two souls, and therefore there are. But nonetheless, 20 people coming here separately, not having talked to each other, would also see the same sight. So there must be something there outside any of our looking at it. It must be in itself.
An independent existence.
Independent of me, that is to say. So I don't know how to say this, it's sort of like the question like when a rock dies, we see it sort of crumbles into little pieces. Well, what about the drop soul? I mean, what has become, like I'll go on into other bodies. What about these rocks? What do they do? It's sort of, I can't quite explain it, but you sort of see the sort of confusion.
How do rocks evolve?
Like Baba says, they go on to metals and then metals and everything. Well, how does a rock die? What, like if a rock were to cease to identify with its rock shape, well then it would vanish, because what would sustain it besides that illusory consciousness imagining that it was a rock?
Money has the answer.
The thing is that the rock experiences of the rock is because of the impressions that it is a rock. And whose impression is that? It's rock's impression. So go to the very bottom of it. Who is experiencing that?
It must be the other soul, I guess.
Yeah, it is that. It is that it experiences itself through what? Segregating itself from its oceanic unlimitedness. And experiencing as a drop soul, a drop as a drop, experiences that as a rock. You follow? But it is linked with that. That experience, it is linked with its, you may call it its parent. And that parent experiences it as a drop. And because the parent experiences as a drop, it considers itself as a, the drop considers itself as a drop.
Uh-huh.
And the drop considers itself as a drop because it sees itself as a rock. And that, but who is seeing it and who is experiencing it is the oversoul. So there is nothing beyond it. It is because it is so closely linked with it. But we try to dissociate ourselves for our sake, for the sake of argument, debate, understanding, because of the true limitations of our minds. Mm-hmm. So we segregate these little drops differently and then create a philosophy on that. In order to understand, in order to reach to the very ultimate. Otherwise, there is no such thing as anything other than itself, the emness, the isness, that is that infinite isness.
So even to try to talk about a particular rock going on evolution is sort of meaningless.
Is that
what you mean to say?
Yeah, I think. But then what is it after all? Mind is there, wants to know. And why the mind is there, why it wants to know? Because it all started wanting to know who I am. And I am being the infinite. So the answer is also infinite. You are infinite. It doesn't stop at being a drop, doesn't stop being a rock, doesn't stop being an animal or an insect. Go on, go on. You are not this, you are not this, you are not that. I'm not just this, I'm not just this, I'm not just this. It goes on and on and on and on and on. These are the experiences that we have. We say that we are happy. It doesn't solve the question that who am I? I'm man. No, it's not that. You are not just man, you are man as what, woman as her, man as me, and so forth and so on. As black, white, this, that, all rich, poor, this, that also. It doesn't stop at just saying, all right, this species is, I'm that species. No. And then from in that species, there are individuals also. He's so infinite. His infinitude has no limits. If it limits itself, it's finished. That's limited. But ad infinitum, it goes on because it's wanted to know who am I. And in each, there is the assertion, I am it. And that is called realization of it. Of it. That's all.
Rock realization or whatever it might be.
But when you're dreaming, it's sort of the same thing that happens when you're awake and you think you're not dreaming. At least Baba sort of used that analogy.
Yeah, it is.
But then why do people not dream the same
thing? In the dream also you don't feel that you're dreaming. Only rarely you feel. In the dream also you feel that as if you're living.
Right, exactly. Mm.
Just as rarely we hear in this dreaming now, rarely we discuss that it's all a dream, is that, or one rare person experiences, no, it's really a dream, you follow. But at the same time again it starts living the life. Likewise in the dream also, although we dream, we don't say that it's a dream, we are kind of living that, we are living in our dream.
You are cordially invited for tea.
Some drops here.
Why did you stop?